I figured it was only a matter of time before you came by. Save it. Your ass. Inside. Now. Tell me, if you would, as to why my baby girl called me crying and saying she messed everything up with you. Big misunderstanding. Is that right? For your well-being, it better be. Now talk. She's already told me how you like to run off on her without giving her a yes or no answer. You're either the most oblivious person on this planet, or women ain't your fancy. If you do love my daughter like you claim, why haven't you told her already? She's been smitten with you for years, but you've been dragging her along like a puppy on a leash. You need to give her a definitive answer already, because you're just dragging out the torture for her. What do you mean you're afraid to tell her because you'll ruin it? You are the only thing she's genuinely wanted in her life. Short of outright saying you hate her, you couldn't mess things up with her if you tried. Medical condition. I ain't ever heard of a medical condition that keeps you from saying you love some. Wait a second. Sam said you had paralytic limerence. Is that what I think it is? Oh, my. This is. Oh, honey. You're telling me you're literally paralyzed by your feelings for my daughter. Oh, honey, this is a big misunderstanding. All I've done is throw gas on the fire with my attempt to help. Hon. Sammy is a nice girl, a sweet girl. She did what she did because I pushed her to go for it. It appears I was very wrong in my advice. Everything's gonna be all right, hon. Come here, sweetheart. Dry those eyes. Love's a fickle thing, darling. Makes fools out of everyone in the best and worst ways. I'm so sorry for my meddling. I hope you can forgive me. Is that so? I was hoping you'd be just as invested in Sammy as she was with you. But to go to so many therapists and specialists to try and figure out why you're freezing up with her, that's serious dedication, hon. So that's why you chose to work with Sammy. You wanted to try and work through your issue by being around her more. Sammy and I couldn't figure out your reason for the life of us. Ask away, darling. What's on your mind? Honey, every relationship is gonna have problems. Things won't always work out the way you want, but here's a secret to it. If you both love one another half as much as I think you do, there's no problem on this planet that could ever derail you two. Take that leap, hon. You can do it. Of course, I'm sure. Now go tell my daughter how you feel. She told me she's gonna be in a spot in the bay. I'm sure you know where that is. Hey, my mom. She called and told me you were coming. Remember this place from all those years ago? Yeah, this last spot you and I met before you left for college. The sound of the water and the feel of the sand on my feet brings me back down to earth and, well, when things feel like they've been tossed up in the air. Mom and Pops told me we're moving here. I was excited at first. They sold it to me as a way to make new friends, see new places, and have a nice change of pace. As a little girl, I believed all that. I really was naive, wasn't I? I remember starting my first day of school that August. I was so nervous when Mom and Pops dropped me off that morning. God, I can still feel the butterflies in my stomach when the teacher called me up to the front of the classroom so I could introduce myself. Hey, y'all. My name's Samantha LeBeau. I'm from around here, but I really am looking forward to getting to know all y'all and making good friends. And that's when the bullying started. Where it got round like wildfire that some funny-talking new girl was at the school. Kids I hadn't even met started making fun of my accent and the way I talked. Kept calling me hillbilly, redneck, inbred, backwards, and all those sorts of nasty names. I told the teachers, but all that did was label me as a crybaby by the other students. I'm not a crybaby. No, of course I never did tell my parents. Didn't want to be called a tattletale either. When they asked why I was crying when I got off the bus that afternoon, I just lied and told them I fell and hurt my knee. When all the other kids were picking on me, you were the only one who came to my rescue. I still remember how that shithead Tommy Bronson took it too far and pushed me down and laughed at me. Felt like I was about to bawl my eyes out in front of everyone right then and there. And then you came running in and tried to tackle him. It was like a bug smacking a windshield for all the good it did. Right then and there is when I knew that moving over here may not have been the worst thing ever. Why didn't I say anything to you before? Never wanted to be that helpless in front of you ever again. It was humiliating enough the first time. You were the only friend I had, and I wasn't gonna mess it up with you. No, nobody else would have done the same thing because nobody else did. You were the only one who defended me that day when nobody wanted to or even cared to. And because of you, and only you, I felt safe. You accepted me and made me feel like I wasn't an outcast. Don't be so modest, dummy. You can try and pass it off as no big deal, but it was the biggest deal for me. I know this sounds weird. I mean, I was right around seventh. No. It was eighth grade when I started going from liking you as my best friend to, well, to really liking you more than that. I caught myself having fanciful daydreams about where we live, what I make you for breakfast, and what kind of sweet treats you'd surprise me with after coming home from work. Like a stupid, naive little girl, I planned our entire life out together like it was a game house. I was gonna work as a mechanic while you managed stocks or worked on computers for a living. We were gonna have a nice little house just outside of town and go spend our nights and weekends going on dinner dates and doing other stuff. You're right. It was a bit much. What's worse is I even planned on dying before you because there was no way in hell I could see myself going on and living without you. And then the day after graduation, you went off to college and you were gone. Just like that. Yeah, I know. You gave me a year's heads up. Never really sunk in that you were gonna leave. It stung at first, you not being around. You calling every week definitely helped ease that pain, but missing you got so much worse when I saw how much fun you were having at college with other students and other girls. I know you never got involved with a girl. You never posted anything about being in a relationship. Seeing you so happy, though, so comfortable and relaxed around others, just had me wishing that you could be that way with me. I got jealous. It ain't your fault. I hurt my own feelings every time I check your social media. I cause my own frustrations. When you came back with your fancy degree in hand, I was so very, very proud of you. To have you in arm's reach again did more for my mood than anything else in the world. I thought that finally, maybe, we could move our relationship to the next level. And I had to screw it all up by taking the initiative. No, you shouldn't be the one apologizing. I never took the hint. Never got the message you don't like me the same way I did with you. I kept pushing and pushing, but damned if it wasn't my stubbornness blinding me. I just couldn't and wouldn't take the hint. I screwed up, not you. Of course, it's true. I shot my shot dozens of times and it never worked. Maybe you and I weren't meant to work out. There's probably so many other better women out there who don't tease you or force themselves on you like a drunken. Stop telling me I'm wrong, damn it. Stop trying to make this whole shit show better by trying not to hurt my feelings. I'm trying to move on from you, damn it, and you're making this so much harder than it needs. What? You just... You... kissed me? You... You love me. But... You... Never. You... Not... This is... Stop saying such things. I don't know what my heart feels like. It's bad. It's gonna beat out of my chest. Yes, I'm okay. I think I just... Why now? This better not be some sort of twisted game to get back at me for... You're serious. You're not joking. You actually really do love me. I've wanted to hear you say that for so long. I love you too, you dummy. I love you so very, very much.
Good morning. Welcome to the original Sam and Pops Auto Shop.
There's my baby girl.
What? Mama? What are you doing here?
Your father's getting his last few things from that little hussy's apartment today. I figured I'd stop by and see how my Sammy's doing in the meantime.
I'm doing great, Mama. Things are really taking off. I'm really glad you and Pops are giving another shot.
Your father knows where his home is. It's just a pity it took him so long to figure out that that tramp was just screwing him for money that wasn't there. It'll take some time. But I'll make sure your father never forgets how much of a downgrade that plastic bimbo is.
That's something I don't want to think. Hello? Yes, sir. This is Sam LeBeau. Yes, sir? Yes, sir. Really? Tomorrow morning? Yes, of course we'll be there. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, I know that giggle. Is that...
That was a CCAI. We're going to their office tomorrow morning to finalize the adoption papers.
Oh, honey. Did they say when... There's my favorite daughter-in-law.
Babe! The adoption papers, they're ready for us. Baby Masha's finally gonna be coming home to us. No, not today, honey. We have to go first thing tomorrow to finalize the papers. Marshall will be leaving Lutsk in a few days by ground before catching a flight out from Warsaw. We'll have a week or so before she's here. It's okay, babe. Happy tears. These are happy tears. It's okay. You're okay. We're finally gonna be parents, babe.
Bless your heart, hon. You two can finally catch a break now that the adoption process is almost done. Not to mention with you two closing on a new house and that new... What was it you were developing again? Streamlined hub for integrated flow and tasks.
The shift program, Mama. It's almost done with testing here in the shop, but it's already paying off big time. There's a big-time auto parts store the next state over that's asking about buying rights to use it. If the sale goes through, we can open up another shop in town.
My word! This is wonderful news. You two have taken this little shop beyond your father's wildest dreams. Ah, speak of the devil. I hate to leave so soon, hon, but your father's having problems with that hussy again. Seems like she didn't learn her lesson last time.
Mom.
Don't worry, hon. Nobody's going away in handcuffs. This time, it'll be an ambulance.
Mother! I swear, if I...
I'm only joking, sweetheart. Now give me a hug, darling. And that goes for you, too. You're doing a fantastic job, hon. With everything. There's no better match for my Sammy than you. You're right. She is cuter when she's flustered.
Mother, it is time to go.
Okay, I'm leaving. Love y'all. Bye. Bye, Mom. Love you, too. Yeah, I get my teasing from her.
Hey, ain't you supposed to be working on that alignment job, or do I have to go back there and show you how it's done? Uh-huh. Seems Josh and Marcos is rubbing off on you with all them coffee breaks you've been taking.
And I love you too, my dummy.